the one thing I will say is that we have a – Mike brings on his show, the Mike Church Show in the morning. He brings a guy, William Briggs, statistician to the stars. He's been suggesting over and over again that you've got to go to the all deaths number to get a real view of the death difference, if there is one. And in America, as far as from 2019 to 2020, if you compare those 2 years, there was no difference, not a statistically relevant difference in the number of deaths, though they claim that COVID killed an extra 350,000 people.
So interestingly, one of the biggest television programs called Good Morning Britain a couple of weeks ago put out a claim that we had had the biggest number of excess deaths since 1945, since the end of the Second World War. What they didn't tell their viewers is that the population has grown significantly since then. And actually, according to the official statistics, and I study these things quite carefully, when you factor in population growth over the years, basically, the number of deaths that we definitely had a spike in deaths last year. No one can deny that from the official figures. But when compared to population size, we're back to around about 2008 kind of levels. Mm-hmm. That's what has happened. So you're right. It is really the all-cause mortality statistics which are the crucial ones, and what they show is yes, we've had a spike in deaths, but it's really back to the kind of levels that we saw just before the 2008 recession, which is you know, kind of puts it into something of context.
Right.
Okay.
I keep getting this terrible echo. Like I'll speak. Can you hear that echo, Rob, or is it just me?
I think it's just you.
Okay.
You're coming through very well here.
Okay.
Sorry.
I don't know, with a little craziness over there. So let's. I'm going to start with a big question that I wanted to ask you. It's not really that big of a question. I think you know what it is. So, and I read a little bit of your blog this morning. So what does the craziness of 2020 mean for 2021, in your opinion?
Well, okay. That's a very big question. I think one of the things which became fairly obvious to me throughout 2020 and especially towards the end is really the increasing censorship that we're seeing, and it's quite alarming censorship. I know of some of the most qualified scientists in this country and in other countries are simply having their YouTube videos taken down. So just to give one example, a man called Professor Sukrit Bhakdi, who was professor of microbiology at Mainz University in Germany, one of the most quoted microbiologists, and he also taught immunology and biology on planet Earth, extremely well-respected man, who has been one of the most vocal critics of what has been going on. And all of his interviews in English, I've seen, I think, four of them now, have all been taken down from YouTube. You have to go, you have to sort of know the right websites to go and view these things. And when I see people like him being deplatformed, as it were, the alarm bells really do start ringing. And so one of my predictions for this year was going to be that it would be a year of huge censorship. And then before I even got to write that article that you're referring to, the censorship just started going crazy, you know, to the extent that your now ex-president was being banned from all sorts of social media platforms. So I think one of the things we're definitely going to see more of in 2021 is more censorship. And I think we're going to see effectively a new religion, COVIDianity, is going to continue throughout this year. Anybody who thinks that these restrictions and you know, with vaccines coming out, is going to stop it and we're all going to go back to normal life is utterly deluded as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's interesting you use that word, because there was I think my wife sent it to me, a video of someone saying that we are basically suffering in a mass delusion kind of complex. And And I think that obviously may be so. People believe more of these things than you or I would ever believe. But I guess my question on that issue is, how is the population so ready to be deluded? Like, why do they believe things even against their senses, against their intellect, and against maybe an eminent virologist that you talked about, a professional who's quoted all over the place? Why do we believe against his statements? Can you have any explanation for this, why we're in this mass delusion?
It's a very, very odd, very strange thing for which I certainly don't think I've got all the answers. Speaking for my own country, I can say that the campaign around this virus and the restrictions which have been placed upon people, the campaign of fear and hysteria has been like nothing else probably ever seen on planet Earth. It's been utterly relentless, with people beaten down every single day with death tallies. And if the death tally goes down, it's cases, so-called, going up. And there's, you know, we have in this country, we have a committee called SAGE, which is basically responsible for advising the government on its policy. And within that committee, there are significantly many more behavioral scientists than there are epidemiologists, which tells you something very interesting. That, you know, I mean, in a normal pandemic, if any pandemic can be normal, but in a normal pandemic, the illness doesn't need a PR team and doesn't need a marketing team, and it doesn't need behavioral scientists. If you've got people dropping dead, you know, in your street and you know about it, you keep away from them. Yeah. You know, you do you know what I mean?
Of course.
So I can't explain it all, but it does seem that there's been a huge concerted effort to put people in utter fear and hysteria. And, me personally, I don't have a television. I don't watch television, and that may be one of the ways that I've escaped it.
Sure, stay a little sane in that thing. I'm talking to Rob Slain of the blogmire.com. You can find him there. Rob has some wonderful writing. I first discovered Rob in the Samaritan Metashare group that I'm associated with, their newsletter, and just found his stuff so good that I wanted to turn more people on to him. So Rob's a regular helper here at the True Money Show. If you'd like to call in, 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. So Rob, speaking to your censorship thing, so I just happened upon these two things. One of them I got, I think, last week, and then one of them this morning as I was kind of prepping some questions for you. So here's a title for you. Over at Forbes, Rob Salkowitz writes, Freiheit tallies the high cost of speaking out against autocracy. And then another one, this is from last week, senior contributor to, I don't know which, I didn't write down the journal. Anyway, Michael Neitzel, University of Colorado takes action against John Eastman. John Eastman was supporting President Trump, and he was at the rally. This is a tenured professor who, because he showed up at a place, is getting stamped out of existence. But listen to the Freiheit article. Today is Holocaust Remembrance Day. I didn't realize that. When the genocidal atrocities of Nazi Germany are remembered in the hopes that humanity will take heed of the dark places that fascist and autocratic governments can go when given free rein. It's also a good time to remind ourselves that even the world's most totalitarian regimes could never completely stamp out human conscience and decency, although they could make the cost of expressing it unimaginably high. Taika Waititi explored this topic in his controversial Oscar-nominated film Jojo Rabbit in 2019. Now a new reminder of these unfortunately timely truths comes from Calabria, Italy, in the form of a slender reality-based work of graphic storytelling, Freiheit, the White Rose graphic novel by Andrea Grosso Cipanti, coming February 16th. Well, so it's talking about, obviously, the White Rose group in Germany. There was a movie of the same name, and it's about Sophie Scholl being murdered by the state. So So what you're speaking about is hitting major, major press outlets like Forbes magazine. Why? What do you think is the association with censorship coming right after this alleged pandemic? Like, is it? Are they really trying to make us say we can never know the truth? That truth is not something that anybody can ever conform their minds to. Listen to what the quote unquote experts tell you, and the rest of you just shut up. Is that the message?